Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's number one priority in his first year in office has been to secure an historic funding boost for Pennsylvania public education. Now 6 months past the state budget deadline, there's still no clear path to an agreement with the Republican-held House and Senate that would deliver on the governor's pledge. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the prospect may dim even more in the new year.
Right before Christmas, after close to half a year without state aid, schools and human service agencies across the state were getting desperate, and some school districts warned they might not be able to reopen after the holiday. That prospect built a political pressure cooker that seemed ready to force a compromise, giving Wolf a major victory, allocating a boost of more than $400 million for public schools. But some key tenets of the larger plan were still undefined. And on Christmas Eve, Republican leaders in the House blew up the deal by refusing to bring it to a vote. Last week, Wolf signed a more modest budget that falls short of his hopes, but used his line item veto power in an attempt to keep pressure high. For instance, funding schools only through December.
There is no less urgency at this point.
Wolf spokesman Jeffrey Sheridan pushed back against the idea that the pressure to reach a compromise has been lessened.
Schools are getting emergency money being released to them so they can open their doors after the new year. But as of December 31st, they're not going to have money flowing to them.
Many lawmakers and onlookers interviewed say the road ahead for Wolf's plan only gets steeper from here. To get the big education funding boost he seeks, Wolf needs a solid block of Republicans in the legislature to agree to some sort of broad-based tax increase, such as sales or personal income. Wolf and Democratic leaders say they have enough Republicans on their side to pass a tax increase. Republican leaders in the House say they doubt it. If the votes are there, they'll come from politicians willing to stick their necks out.
We're telling them that, look, if you vote for this, there will be consequences for that vote.
Leo Knepper is the executive director of Citizens Alliance of Pennsylvania, a far-right group that bankrolls campaigns for primary challengers who run against Republicans who vote for tax increases. Many of the Republicans who seemed poised to vote for a budget that included Wolf's big education funding increase got notes from Knepper's group, reminding them that 2016 is an election year for every member of the House.
And we would also be using that vote to try and, kind of narrow down what our targets would be for the 2016 primary and general elections.
Further complicating Wolf's road ahead is that Republican leaders in the Senate will only greenlight his education spending plan if there's political will to pass a pension reform bill that reduces the share of market risk placed on the state and local school boards. But Democrats in the House hate the plan, and Republican leaders there couldn't build support for it, so it remains a huge question mark. The other thing is, there's suddenly one fewer Democrat in the House, as Sherelle Parker left to become a city councilwoman in Philadelphia.
That makes it a little more difficult, doesn't it?
Frank Dermody is House Minority Leader, who, despite all the doubts, says he's still optimistic that Wolf's plan will succeed.
I mean, obviously they're going to be close votes. We still feel that with our votes and what we can put together on the other side with responsible Republicans, that we can get it passed. And I still think that's the case.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.